they really haven't gone far enough. You know, the Dilnot report, which was a year ago now, recommended that care should be paid for by the councils once someone has spent over £35,000. That hasn't been picked up. What has been picked up is the idea of a loan. But I was listening to some statements today from local authorities, and they are saying, yes, maybe the idea of a loan is possible, but who is going to pay for that? Because local authorities are not banks. They haven't got the reserves to pay, you know, to pay that money up front and then get it back when someone passes away and their estate is settled. They haven't got those reserves. So, yes, the idea is a loan is possible, but who's going to pay the money up front for the care before the estate is settled? And that's something that hasn't really been addressed.
Are you then worried that if we don't know where this money is going to come from and local authorities are the ones that are expected to come up with that answer, are you worried then that the system could be a shambles and actually the elderly could be even worse off than they are now?
That's right, there's uncertainty about where that money is going to come from. And unless someone agrees that they're going to be the broker and finance it up front, and that's when the government will have to address this, where is this long-term funding going to come from? And I think, you know, that I don't think until that is sorted, whether it's going to come from central government or from local government, I think there's still an awful lot of uncertainty. And of course, as I said earlier, I think the criteria for care, and what I mean by high dependency care is home care and residential care and daycare for very vulnerable older people. I think the criteria will change, and it means that only the very, very vulnerable and frail will actually get care. So people that are struggling and finding day-to-day life a little bit difficult will not be getting the care at all. I'm going to have to find other ways of finding it, either through the voluntary sector or from private agencies, and pay for it themselves.
We are talking about people that have paid their way through life and they're towards the end of their life. Presumably, these are the golden years. They want to enjoy it, and yet they find themselves potentially having to take out yet another loan. They've paid many loans in their time. It's just another expense, really. I mean, it's a bit depressing, isn't it? And a bit stressful, potentially, for them.
That's right. People that have assets of over £23,250, will then have to pay for all of their care. And nowadays, with the property that they've actually, as you say, worked hard for, and got some savings they've made, they see that disappearing. But their attitude is, quite understandably, that people that don't earn, you know, don't own property, perhaps haven't saved or haven't worked so hard, will get that care for free and don't have to pay for it themselves. So there is a certain amount of resentment. And of course, even if there's a loan arranged, some older people, of course, have worked hard and they're very proud, naturally, of being a homeowner and having a little bit of money in the bank. And they were hoping to perhaps leave a bit of a legacy to their families. And they're saying, even if they don't have to part with the money in their lifetime, it will be taken away from their estate when they die, and therefore their family will not be getting that money.
Now, it's often the case that a lot of people would say that the government doesn't know best. A lot of interest groups or organisations, charities that represent certain individuals, perhaps know better. So imagine that we take the Prime Minister out of Downing Street, we take away his cabinet, perhaps we even take away Parliament, and we let you make all the decisions on all the knowledge that you have at your disposal. What is the right way forward?
Right. Oh, yes. Now, that sounds very tempting, isn't it, to take away the government? It sounds brilliant. I think even us at Age UK, and I'm talking about Age UK collectively here, would realise that the nation cannot pay for the whole of social care for older people. As I said earlier, the numbers are growing fast. The over 85s are the fastest growing part of the population. We know that the taxpayer cannot pay for that care costs. But we do need to work out a long-term future, because this problem is not going to go away. So whether we have some insurance, the insurance companies get involved as well, or people have some sort of schemes themselves, but there certainly does need to be a long-term future to this.